B'choros, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis 7, two more irregularities that make a person look so unusual, unlike other descendants of Aaron, that he can't function as a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Here we have HaKereach, puzzle. A person who's bald is puzzle. Ezu Kereach, what do you mean bald? Kol She'ein Lo Shita Shel Sear Makefes Ma'ozen La'ozen. His hair is receded all the way, that he has nothing left on his head at all, not even a row of hair that goes, you know, from one ear to the other ear, like behind his head. So he's totally bald all the way. Truth is, says the Gemara, if he had a really strange, you know, baldness where his head, like a strip of hair behind his ears and a strip of hair in the front of his head, so he's like kind of a big circle on his head, that'd also be even stranger, and certainly he would be not allowed to be a voter. But we're talking about a person who's the Ikaron, basically he's just bald, that there's nothing left, even the final row of hair in the back of his head. Bim Yesh L'Horeza Kasher, if he has even that, that's enough. He then is allowed to do the avoda. Next, we have a different topic here. The pasuk says that a giben, the pasuk says, o giben, o dak, o tevalul, be'eno. A person who's a giben, or if he has other things with his eye, he is too unusual to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, what does the giben actually mean? So the first shittos will learn that giben is referring to the gabot, or the eyebrows, and the be'eno, the end of the pasuk, is referring to like the eyebrows over the eye. And we're saying if his eyebrows are regular. So the basic understanding would be that he has sort of excessive eyebrows, which would mean, says the Mishnah, ein lo gvinim. Now, since the pasuk said o giben, the extra o is coming to tell you not just excessive eyebrows, which we'll see in a second, but the o, or he's lacking eyebrows altogether. Ein lo ela gvina echad, or if he has just one eyebrow, which means the basic shot, I mean that the eyebrows are so, like, they merge into one long eyebrow across his whole forehead, like over his eyes. Not, so instead of having two, he has one gigantic one without a break. But certainly also if he has just one eyebrow, not the other eyebrow, that's even more peculiar, and he would be invalid to doing a voda. Who giben ha'amor b'torah, says the Tana here. That is the giben of the Torah. Reb Dosa Omer Kol Shegvinav Shochvin. He adds a list. There's another way your eyebrows can be excessive, not just that they merge into one eyebrow, but also they're so long that they cover your eyes, or according to Rambam, cover your eyelashes. The point is they go into your eyes that long, so again, you look peculiar with such bushy eyebrows, and therefore you'd be puzzled. Fair Straw speaks out. The guy could just, you know, cut his eyebrows and he looks normal again. He can now do the avoda, but so long as it's still looking so strange, he can't, which is why I was suggesting before also that the things that make you look not like Aaron Cohen's descendants, as opposed to the moment, which are sort of intrinsic defects, if you, say, get like plastic surgery, or in this case just a haircut, you'd be now, you're fixed, and you don't look funny anymore, now you could do it again. So it's not intrinsic, it's not an intrinsic problem that you're defective, it's just you look funny. Okay, now Rabbi Chananya ben Antigonus Omer, he disagrees. He says the word gibain of the pasuk isn't referring to eyebrows, but from the word gav, meaning a back. And it means Mishi Yeshlo Shnei Gabin Ushnei Shidros. It's someone who at least looks as if he has two spines or two backs. What's happening here is the person has like such terrible scoliosis, his back is bent out of shape. So much so it looks like he's got two spines or two backs in there. That person is the Gibain of the Pasuk, says Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, and he is possible to the Avodah because he looks so unusual. Now Lahalacha the Bartender speaks out that there's no nafkamina who's right. Everyone agrees if you have ridiculous eyebrows or a terrible scoliosis, you're not looking like a regular person, and then you wouldn't be able to do the avoda. The question only in our Mishnah here is when it says giben in the pasuk, what is the taich? What's the meaning of the word giben? And that's the machlokas here, but everyone agrees that these irregularities are so irregular that all of the above would be not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash.